Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is a pleasure to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the Chorus of Westerly. Andrew Howell is back, the music director. Welcome back, Andrew.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here again.
It's been a long time since we've seen you, and you're aging very well.
Thank you very much.
Andrew is a very young man, if you don't know, and we'll find out a little bit more about him. Accompanying Andrew is one of our favorite guests. Jessica Peters is here. Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you, Mike.
She is the Director of Advancement. And I love that title. We talked a little bit about it before the show started. What does the Director of Advancement do?
Well, what doesn't the Director of Advancement do is probably the better question.
Right, that's enough of that then. Well, no, it includes marketing, it includes other programs, fundraising.
Fundraising, all development aspects, and marketing, just moving the Chorus Westerly forward in general.
Mm-hmm. All right, excellent. And most people know what the music director does, and you have been music director now for what, about 7 or 8 years?
This is my sixth season right now.
Guess pretty well. I didn't check, but that's the sixth season.
Yep.
And it's the 59th of the Chorus itself.
It is. We're coming up on a big anniversary year very soon.
Now, your connection with the Chorus goes back longer than six seasons, right?
It does. I started singing as a boy when I was 12 years old in 1995, and then continued to sing as a tenor, and then went to URI and studied with George Kent, who was not only my music director of the Chorus, but also my mentor and my teacher and all-around wonderful person, and then eventually got a little bit of experience outside in the real world and was able to come back and am very blessed to be in the position now of music director.
Excellent. So a local person makes good, unlike Jessica, who is not from around here.
It's true.
That's true. Where were you from, Jessica, just to bring people up to date?
I am from Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, that's too bad. No. Actually, Iowa's a very nice place.
It's a very beautiful space.
I've been to Des Moines several times. And you've been involved with the Chorus for just a couple years now?
Just 2 years. Actually, I think my two-year anniversary is coming up next Friday, I believe.
All right. Well, see that? Time flies. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it's good to have you both here. We want to find out about what's been happening with the Chorus and talk about an event that's coming up in just a couple weeks. You have a big-time group coming in a couple weeks to perform with you. Now, that is Chanticleer, right? And the date of that, Jessica, is?
It's Saturday, October 28th. One concert only, 6 p.m.
6 mm-hmm. o'clock. What an interesting time to start. All right, 6 o'clock concert. And at George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly.
Yes.
And people want information, they can go to the website.
Chorusofwesterly.org. And certainly call the box office for tickets or more information as well. 401-596-8663.
All right. Well, let's find out a little bit about why Chanticleer is coming. Andrew, is that something that you're, I'm sure, involved with the decision for?
Yeah, we have a master's series that we put on every year, and we try to bring in some of the most famous, most world-renowned choirs to Westerly, Rhode Island. We've had King Singers in the past. We have been lucky enough to bring Chanticleer in before. We've brought in Contus recently. So we try to bring in these big, heavy-hitting names, top of their musical game, and bring them to our hometown to give people an opportunity to hear them in the beautiful acoustics of the George Kent Performance Hall.
Now, the George Kent Performance Hall, for some people that haven't been there, is a great space, as you've described, but it does not seat 3,000 or 4,000 people. It seats, what, about?
About 440.
I was going to say, a little under 500, right, 440.
So you get an
people.
Intimate experience as well.
So how does the Chorus bring in a group, a world-renowned group like that? I mean, the expenses for something like that are quite high.
It certainly is, and it is always a challenge for us, and it always requires outside fundraising to be able to do it. We do not make money on the ticket sales alone for a concert like this. So in order to break even on it, which is usually what we aim for, we have to do some fundraising outside of it.
Okay, and that
goes... But it is worth it to get them in.
Oh, absolutely. I know the feeling very well in bringing in high-name talent for a high price. So, Jessica, that makes your job a little bit more difficult, and you have to being in charge of fundraising. Or maybe it makes it easier because people know who they are and want to contribute.
Well, they certainly do have that name recognition, and people have been very excited that they're coming to Westerly. But like Andrew said, it is challenging to work on that fundraising project on top of all the other projects that we have running throughout the year.
All right, we're going to cover some of those other projects, but I'd like to get to a piece of music. So, Andrew, you selected 4 pieces of music that you brought with you today. What's the first one that we're going to listen to?
All of the pieces today come from our Magdeburg performance from our concert tour of Germany this past summer. And this is the first movement of Bach's B minor Mass, the Kyrie, Lord Have Mercy.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Chorus of Westerly.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with the Chorus of Westerly representatives, Andrew Howell, the music director, and Jessica Peters, director of advancement. And Andrew, in that first segment, you sparked a little interest of mine, because I had forgotten that you did a big tour, went to Germany. Tell us a little bit about that.
We did. This summer, we went on our fifth international tour organizationally, having been to England, Italy, England, then in 2014, after a 19-year hiatus from the last one with the previous music director. I was lucky enough to take the chorus to Vienna, Prague, and Budapest. And then only 3 years later, just this past summer, we went to Germany. In 2014, we decided to go big and bring Dvorak and do his Stabat Mater, which is a pretty hefty 90-minute piece.
So you had Dvorak come to the Chorus of Westerly?
Isn't that impressive? Yes. Well, we got to bring Dvorak home, which was really nice.
Okay.
And so we decided to kind of do the same this time. If we're going to do it, we like to do things big. So we decided to bring the B minor mass to Germany. And it happens to also be the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So that was a good tie-in for us. And in fact, one of the reasons that we only took 3 years between the tours is because we wanted to hit this particular anniversary, and especially since we wanted to do the B minor mass. So we did three full performances of the B minor mass in Magdeburg, Jena, and Fürstenfeldbruck. And kind of the crowning glory of while we were there, we got to sing the high mass at Bach's own Thomaskirche in Leipzig. And we got to do selections from the B minor mass as well. So that was a pretty big honor for us to get to be able to walk into Bach's church to sing across the nave to his bones and get to perform his music there.
Wow.
It was really exciting for all of us.
Does sound amazingly impressive to me.
Yes.
Jessica, you had a lot of work to do probably in organizing that trip, right?
Yes, I tried to help out as much as I could. Right. Actually, the real crown here goes to our executive director, Ryan Saunders.
Absolutely.
Who orchestrated and organized and planned painstakingly for years this trip, down to the minute details. Of course, with our tour agency that helped us organize ACFEA.
How many people approximately went on the tour with you from the chorus? Now, this family and all that whole entourage was, what, 100 people? Or?
Well, total, I think we had 196, 197.
Almost 200
yes,
people.
Yes, almost 200. Andrew, how many singers were there officially?
There were, I believe, 106 is what we ended up with in the
wow.
end. So about 25 or 26 of them were under the age of 18. So we had a representation of our kids from the chorus as well, all the way down to as young as 8 years old, although mostly skewing into the teenage years. That's when we try and get them to come on the tour with us. So it was quite an undertaking of human moving, as things are at that level. We had four coach buses that traveled all over with us. We were all able to fit on one airplane this time. Last time we had to take three. Everything was an enormous process, but everybody's had a great time, a very musically fulfilling tour. The musicians, particularly the Leipzig musicians, were just an absolute pleasure to work with. I mean, you could feel the music in their bones. They played fantastically.
Very impressive. While you were there, I went to Pawcatuck.
All right. Right around the corner from us.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music and then come back and talk some more. What do you have for us next?
The next is the Gloria. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth.
Oh!
Jessica, I just want to touch on other things that are happening this year. I know you have a very, very busy season, so let's just give a little bit of an overview of what's coming up.
Yes, of course. Well, in a couple weeks, as we talked about earlier, we have a Kent Hall Master Series performance of Chanticleer on October 28th, guest artists coming in. And then our first full chorus symphonic concert is on November 11th and November 12th, that weekend. We keep on, we're performing The Music Makers, Elgar's The Music Makers, and a few other pieces there. And we roll right in, busy season. We have a special Messiah Sing and Carol sing-along event. We have our annual Christmas Pops. Really exciting this year is we have been missing it the past couple years, but we're bringing back a March concert. So March 17th and 18th, that weekend, we have a very fun concert. It's more chorus a cappella style, small ensemble. Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah, so we will not have the full orchestral complement with this one. We'll just have some piano, organ, some unaccompanied things, and all based on love. So the concert is songs of love, and they will all be themes of love.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Oh, all based on love. Yeah. Well, that is nice. And that's going to be Saturday, March 17th at 6 o'clock and Sunday, March 18th at 2 o'clock. And
yes,
those are obviously in the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly.
They are. And then we cap off our season with Beethoven's Mass in C and Haydn's Te Deum in C on May 19th and 20th. And as you can tell by the 2 days, we have changed our season around this year, which is different than in the past. We've always done 2 shows at 4 and 6 on the Sunday. Now we have changed it over so that Saturday is 6 o'clock and Sunday is at 2 o'clock to give people an extra opportunity to come on a different day.
Sure,
exactly.
Sure.
Yes.
And you have some people joining you on that that performance, right?
We do. We have some fabulous soloists throughout the season for our November concert. We have someone new to us, Heather Johnson. We have a great slate on the Beethoven Haydn concert of Sherry Pontaki, singing soprano, who has been with us before. Sophie Michaud, who is new to Westerly, but she is a member of Lorelei, which has a connection to us through our executive director, who is on their board. A women's ensemble based in Boston. Stefan Reed, who again is a very well-known local tenor in the Boston area, but is new to Westerly. So this will be his first time there. So we've got a great slate for that. Going back a little bit to the Music Makers concert, the first thing that's coming up for us, we have Elgar's not very often performed piece. It's a large choral orchestral piece that's relatively difficult for everyone involved, and it's about 40 minutes long, so it's one of those awkward pieces that is not a full program, but takes a full orchestra, takes a lot of rehearsal time, and is entirely worth it, based on Ode by Arthur O'Shaughnessy, which is, we are the music makers and we are the dreamers of dreams. So it's in English, it's very approachable. It is Elgar at the top of his game. He's in his mid-50s when he's writing it. He quotes a lot of his material in it, so you get a little bit of Nimrod from the Enigma Variation, some of the symphonies, little pieces from here and there throughout his career, so you get a lot of that familiarity in it. And then we're coupling that with a piece by Jonathan Dove, a contemporary British composer, called Psalms for Leo, which was commissioned by our friends at the London Bach Choir and David Hill a few years ago, and incorporates, again, a large orchestra, which paired well with the Elgar Children's Choir separately, which we have the children in-house already for that, as well as the adult side of things. So our kids will pull double duty and sing the Children's Choir part when it's the Children's Choir part and sing the soprano part when they're not otherwise occupied with that. And then we're capping that off with Parry's I Was Glad, which is just a big barn burner of a familiar piece that, you know, most Anglophiles know.
All right. And Jessica, if people want to get tickets, they can do so by going to the website.
Yes. Chorusofwesterly.org has our full season events lineup, special events, more info on there. You can certainly call the chorus box office as well, 401-596-8663. All tickets are on sale right now for the season, even for our special events like the Messiah Sing and Carol Sing Along. And we do have some subscriptions available, 5 and 4 show packages, which saves you money.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to this next piece of music before we run out of time. Tell us about this one, Andrew.
So this is, again, from the B minor Mass and our performance this summer in Magdeburg, Germany. And it is the Confiteor.
We will listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of the Chorus of Westerly.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. We're sitting with the Chorus of Westerly's Andrew Howell, who is the music director, and Jessica Peters, the director of advancement. And Jessica, one of the jobs that you have to do as a director of advancement is find money to do things. And I know the George Kent Performance Hall is not a building that's only 10 years old. It's a little older than that, so it probably needs a lot of work.
Yes, that's true. The building is, 150, 160 years old.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that old.
Old former
cast. That's older than me.
Really?
Yeah. I know you didn't know that, but it is, yeah.
So we do own our own performance hall, the George Kent Performance Hall, and it is, the building is on the Register of Historic Places. So it does take a lot of care and upkeep, and very thoughtful care and upkeep. And I can't get credit because this was before I joined the chorus, but I know Andrew was very instrumental in our executive director, Ryan Saunders, and a host of others. To work to secure a state cultural facilities bond for a renovation project for the building available through RISCA, the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. Mm-hmm. And that happened in 2014, I believe, and it's been quite a process, several years, but we're very excited to announce that construction has finally started. Just in the past month, we have roofers up on our roof and scaffolding going up, and it's quite a big project to restore our entire slate roof, redo the gutters, working with our HVAC system inside, door restorations, front stair repair. The list kind of goes on and on for what needs to be upkept, but it was a little over $1 million bond that the chorus was awarded through the RISCA. So
a lot of work to do there.
Yeah.
And even tougher for Andrew to coordinate the fact that the roofers are banging on the roof. They have to do it in time with the music, right?
That's exactly right. Yes, it's a much larger percussion section than we've ever had before.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, actually, the building is certainly open for business, as usual, that people won't notice particularly something going on. I'm sure a lot of that work is sometimes frustrating in that you're spending all that money on something that people don't necessarily see, like the roof.
That's true, yes. I mean, right now you can certainly tell we've got the scaffolding up on the side of the building, which is very exciting to see after all of this time. Mm-hmm. And the roof is looking beautiful. They're putting the slate back on the primary side that people see right now. And it'll be nice to have it shored up and hopefully good to go for 50 years at least. And then we'll start to work on everybody's comfort on the inside with our HVAC system, which has been a problem in the past, and we are hoping to now fix it to be an efficient system that actually cools down the room for the singers, for the audience members, all of that. And we want people to come check it out, come hear some beautiful music, and be comfortable at the same time.
All right. Well, I do want to tell people that they can go to the website and not only buy tickets, season tickets, tickets for certain events, but you can also make donations there, right, if they'd like to help on the building fund?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You can make donations 24/7 online at chorusofwesterly.org. You can even specify to certain projects or just contribute to our general annual fund to help us operate all year long.
All right. And there's a phone number that they can call if they'd like to talk to a real person.
Yes, of course. Our chorus office number is 401-596-8663, and that is conveniently the box office number as well, so you can make a donation and buy tickets at the same time.
One-stop shopping. All right. And it sounds like something you should be doing, so get out and support the Chorus of Westerly. Jessica, thanks for coming in today. It's great to see you again.
Thank you very much.
And Andrew, always a pleasure to see you. But before we say goodbye, I want you to talk about this last piece of music we're going to hear.
Thank you, Mike. So this final piece now is the last movement of Bach's B minor Mass from our performance in Magdeburg this summer, and it is the Dona Nobis Pacem.
All right. Well, listen to that, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.